This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Swedish campaigner Greta Thunberg on Friday branded the UN climate summit in Glasgow a failure after a week of negotiations produced what some experts have called vague promises to cut emissions. Thunberg told thousands of youth protesters at a march in the Scottish city that it was a week-long celebration of business as usual.
It should be obvious that we cannot solve the crisis with the same methods that goes into it in the first place.
Delegates from nearly 200 nations are gathered at COP26 to hash out details of the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, which aims to limit global temperature rises to between 1.5 and 2 degrees Celsius through sweeping emissions cuts. The first week saw announcements by some countries to phase out coal use and end funding for fossil fuels, but there were few details on how they plan the mass decarbonization that scientists say is needed. Ethiopia's Tigray forces are joining other armed groups to form an alliance against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed after a year of war that has killed thousands of people. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The new union includes the Tigray forces as well as the Oromo Liberation Army and seven other groups from around the country. The alliance, now known as the United Front of Ethiopian Federalist Forces, was signed into being in Washington. Organizers say the group will be both political and military with the aim of deposing Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to seek a political transition after a year of devastating war. U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman is meeting with officials in the Ethiopian capital amid calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks. I'm Karen Chamas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pfizer Incorporated announced on Friday that its antiviral pill has been shown to cut the chances of hospitalization or death from COVID-19 by 89%. We get more from Reuters' Francis McGuire.
The results appear to be even better than those seen from a pill from rival Merck. Last month, that was shown to halve the likelihood of dying or being hospitalized for patients also at risk of serious illness. Full trial data is not yet available from either company, but Pfizer said it plans to submit interim results for its pill to US regulators. The firm study involved just over 1,200 patients. It looked at hospitalizations or deaths among people diagnosed with mild to moderate COVID. The trialists also had at least one risk factor for developing severe disease. The experiment found just 0.8% of those given the drug were hospitalized within 3 days of symptom onset. None had died by 28 days after treatment.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Thousands of intelligence officers who are refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine could soon lose their jobs. AP's Rita Foley has details.
Intelligence officers are particularly hard to replace because of the highly specialized work they do and the difficulties involved in completing security clearance checks. How many intelligence officers are not vaccinated? The Office of the Director of National Intelligence isn't saying. CIA Director William Burns says 97% of his CIA officers have been vaccinated. But Congressman Chris Stewart, a Utah Republican who's a member of the House Intelligence Committee, says in some agencies, the number of unvaccinated workers is as high as 40%. The government's vaccine mandate deadline for civilian employees is November 22nd. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is hailing a strong rise in hiring last month as proof his economic policies are working. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
It's another great day for our economic recovery.
Employers added 531,000 jobs last month, the most since July. The president says the economy's on the move as consumers spend more and employers hire more. Still, supply shortages and higher prices remain a drag. The president says one key is beating the virus pandemic. Another is Congress passing his social services and infrastructure package. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Friends, family, and former colleagues gathered Friday at Washington National Cathedral to honor Colin Powell, the trailblazing soldier diplomat who rose from humble Bronx beginnings to become the first black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and later served as the first black secretary of state. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Pewandito Bajihanawa, era.